So we are in the middle of talking about, after the Alter Rebbe's Histalkus, there was a large group of Hasidim who wanted Reb Aaron Strashela to become the next Rebbe. And, right, they had all their reasons, right, that he was Alter Rebbe's greatest Talmud. For over 20 years he learned by the Alter Rebbe, until he left, moved away from Liadi. Why did he move away from Liadi? That's a whole other story. Now, in addition to that, since he was also Reb Dov Ber's Chavrusa during those 20 years, he was also one of the select few. Remember we said that the Alter Rebbe used to say Maimarim privately to like his son and a few other great Hasidim? So Reb Aaron Strashela was one of those. One time, when they were seen together, someone remarked to the Alter Rebbe, those two friends are inseparable, right? You can never separate them. And the Alter Rebbe said, hopefully they won't separate. There's a lot of letters that were sent from, we have them, like copies. I don't even know if copies, handwritten copies of letters that the Mittler Rebbe wrote to his father, the Alter Rebbe, and it's signed by Harav Doiv Ber and Reb Aaron Strashela, both of them. A few years before the Alter Rebbe's Histalkus, there was some kind of fallout, like a little bit of a machlokes going on between Reb Aaron and the members of the Rebbe's family. We don't know exactly what it was, I think. It could be that the Reb Aaron Strashela criticized the Ma'aril, the Alter Rebbe's brother, for writing down the Alter Rebbe's words exactly as he said them. And he said it's important to add some notes in the Maimer to like explain. And the Ma'aril said back to him in a very angry way, he's like, no one has the right to give his own explanations unless my brother the Rebbe allows them to. And neither you nor I have this right to do it. The only one who has such a right now is his son. Right, that was like a machlokes that was going on. Now, even though he had been Harav Doiv Ber, we call him now the Mittler Rebbe because that's what he became. Now he's already holding by Rebbe. For all those years, for 20 years, you know what it means to be the Mittler Rebbe's Chavrusa? The Mittler Rebbe was a genius. That means clearly Reb Aaron Strashela was also a genius. But even though he was with him for 20 years, he was still very critical against his way of saying Hasidus, his style of Hasidus. Even during the Alter Rebbe's lifetime, he was against it. Now, we're going to talk about a little bit, what was the difference between the Hasidus of the Mittler Rebbe and Reb Aaron Strashela? Before we go on, like some people might think, oh, what was Reb Aaron thinking? How dare he go against the Alter Rebbe's family? You have to realize Reb Aaron Strashela was a tzaddik. He wasn't some stam, a guy who's looking for power or something like that. And the Rebbe once told his brother-in-law, the Rashag, by Emil, like, if I could, I would arrange that Kahos should print all the Hasidus from Reb Aaron Strashela. But I don't know if the Hasidim will let me do it. That's what he tells his brother-in-law. Basically, the Hasidim would get upset about it. Oh, who's Reb Aaron Strashela? Chutzpah on him. Right? The Rebbe was cool with it. Now, when Reb Aaron Strashela would say Hasidus, although he was very careful to first repeat something of the Alter Rebbe, he would say it in his own words, and then he would add his own explanations. On the other hand, the Mittler Rebbe used the words, he would say a mimer, and he would basically say something the Alter Rebbe said, a mimer the Alter Rebbe said, but he said his own explanations in the mimer, but the flow was so good, you couldn't even tell what was from the Alter Rebbe, what was from the Mittler Rebbe, and most people couldn't figure out what was what. Now, because many of the Alter Rebbe's Hasidim were able to understand the Hasidus of Reb Aaron, so they became his Hasidim. They listened to the Mittler Rebbe say a mimer, it was too hard for them. Reb Aaron also put more emphasis on arousing, waking up in himself, as well as his Hasidim, a tremendous passion to serve Hashem. And they said this is like the approach of the Alter Rebbe. Unlike his son, who didn't show any emotion while he was davening. The Alter Rebbe would show a lot of emotion when davening. Right, he would clap his hands like that, and he, like he was shuckling a lot. The Mittler Rebbe would stand there like a statue and daven. Wouldn't move a muscle. Even though those who became Chassidim of the Mittler Rebbe, even if they were a Chassid of the Mittler Rebbe, they still admitted that Rav Aaron Shoshela was a Torah giant. After all, everyone knew he was one of the Alter Rebbe's greatest Chassidim. And they said, listen, he's great, but my Rebbe, he's not. They said, Harav Doiver was closer to his father, the Rebbe, and the Rebbe taught him much more than he taught Rav Aaron Shoshela. In addition, the Mittler Rebbe had been instructed by his father to say his own Chassidus, but Rav Aaron was never, he was told not to, and when he did, he was yelled at for doing it. Now, concerning their point that the Alter Rebbe also showed tremendous emotions during davening, they said, this was really seen before the first and second time the Alter Rebbe was arrested. But after that, not only did the Alter Rebbe's Chassidus get longer and more understandable to the average person, there was also a very big change on how he showed emotion. In his last 10 years, you could still see a little bit of emotion, but it was nothing like it was in the beginning. Now, Rabbi Aaron Shoshela, he left Liadi very close to after when the Alter Rebbe was released from his second imprisonment. So he didn't see those last 10 years in Liadi. However, Rabbi Aaron Shoshela's way of saying Chassidus was like on fire. It was so powerful that people would hear him say a mimer, and they were just like, they couldn't move. They had to listen. It was so powerful, in fact, that the Mittler Rebbe, that his Chassidim were careful not to be in a room if Rav Aaron Shoshela was saying a mimer, because they were scared. They would hear him say a mimer, and they would be so overwhelmed that they'd want to become his Chassid. So they just said, I'm not going to be in the room with Rav Aaron Shoshela. They were scared that the intense inspiration, like what might cause them to be attached to him. And this taka happened to a bunch of people, by the way. Now, in truth, ultimately, it was because of how he said his Chassidus with tremendous amount of emotion that convinced many of them that they made a mistake and that he was not, in fact, the successor of the Alter Rebbe. One of the Alter Rebbe's greatest Chassidim, we mentioned him a bunch of times already, Reb Moshe Vilenker. In the beginning, he became a Chassid of Reb Aaron Shoshela. However, after a few months passed, he noticed that when Aaron finished a mimer, a lot of times he would jump up on the table and he would scream, Einoi Milvadoi, right? There's nothing else besides for Hashem. And on one occasion, after such a show of emotion, Reb Moshe Vilenker says, get down. Like, basically, and he left. He realized he made a big mistake, thinking that this was a continuation of the Alter Rebbe's way of Chassidus Chabad. Instead, the way he was doing his outbursts like that was leaning now closer to Chassidus Chagas, which is more into the emotions. And this became evident after Rabbi Aaron Shoshela's Histalkus. Most of his Chassidim did not become Chassidim of Chabad. They didn't go back to Chabad. Instead, they became Chassidim of other Rebbes of Chagas. Right, they got schlepped into the Chagas Chassidus, which again, just to make it very clear, there's nothing wrong with that, but it wasn't Chabad. That's just the only thing. Now, realizing this and full of regret, Rav Moshe Vilenker and many others who realized their mistake, they humbly returned to the Mittler Rebbe, begging his forgiveness, and the Mittler Rebbe forgave them right away and accepted most of them. In fact, he wrote letters to many of them, telling them that he's looking forward to renewing the warm friendship that he had with them earlier. Nevertheless, he told others in a very sad way that, like for example, he told Rav Moshe Vilenker, you're one of the greatest chassidim of my father. You knew that my father wanted me to become the next Rebbe. And you knew this in his lifetime. He hinted things to you. It was very clear. But you waged war on this. So I'm not, Zmit Lev didn't care about his own covet. For him, it was like, you disrespected my father by going to Reb Aaron Shoshela. And he told them that, I'm sorry, once you went to Reb Aaron Shoshela, you cut off the connection between me and you. And it's, unfortunately, it can't be repaired. It said, one time a chassid returned to him, and the Mittel Rebbe would, said the Mittel Rebbe, anytime the Mittel Rebbe would smell his beard. And he was able to see from that if he was still connected to someone else. Now, obviously, he was not, again, he was not reacting to his own personal feelings that, oh, how could you have done this to me? He was an extremely humble person. But he can't forgive something that someone went against his father. Now, the same way, going back to the machloikis, the same way that the Mittel Rebbe's chassidim were careful not to be in a room where Reb Aaron Shoshela would say a maimer, Reb Aaron Shoshela's chassidim were careful not to be in a room when the Mittel Rebbe said a maimer. And Reb Aaron told them, don't, you're not allowed to do this because you might get chopped in, just like they might get chopped into him. Now, one of the most famous people genius. His name was Rav Elio Yosef Rivlin. Now, in the beginning, he was straight out a chassid of Rav Aaron Shoshela, and he made sure not to hear or even learn any of the Mittel Rebbe's chassidus. Now, once he had a problem. Because many families were Chabad Chassidim, so you had a lot of families that split. Like, these two brothers went to Reb Aaron Shoshela, and the other two brothers went to the Mittel Rebbe. Now what happens? Someone makes a chasana, right? A relative of his made a chasana, and this relative happened to be a chassid of the Mittel Rebbe, right? And he tells him, gives him an invitation to the chasana. Now knowing that Harav Daiber would be there, he didn't know what to do. Should he go to the wedding? Should he not go to the wedding? On the one hand, he felt obligated. That's it, it's a family simcha. How could I not show up? But on the other hand, he's scared what happens if he goes and he hears the Mittel Rebbe say chassidus. So he decided he's going to ask Reb Aaron Shoshela. And Reb Aaron allowed him to go on the condition, with a very strict warning, that he has to make sure not to be there in the room when Harav Daiber said chassidus. Now, being a close relative of whoever was making the chasana, and he was also a very big rav, so where do you give a big rav the seat? The head table, right, all the way in the front. But as soon as the Mittel Rebbe arrived, he got up and he starts walking out. The problem was, so many people came with the Mittel Rebbe that he couldn't get out. He was stuck. And he tries pushing and pushing, but there's nowhere to go. It's like, it's a wall of human beings. And originally, then the Mittel Rebbe sits down and starts saying chassidus. So originally, remember, this is a very big Talmid Chacham. He's able to control his emotions and mind for, you know. So he made sure to block his ears, not physically, but like he closed his ears to not listen to anything the Mittel Rebbe was saying. However, knowing that Harav Daiber said very long maimarim, like, how long could you do that for already? It's one thing if it's like 5 minutes, you just push it away. Could he do that for an hour? You know, so he looks around, he's looking for a way out, and he's like looking, maybe I could find a way out now. And when he looked around, he couldn't help noticing the chassidim, that blew him away. The chassidis that they were hearing, they stood there motionless, everyone's listening, concentrating on every word. Now remember, he's not even listening to what the Mittel Rebbe is saying. Now when he sees this, it weakened him a little bit. Maybe it's a good chassidus, I don't know, you know. Let me just listen for a little bit. And, right, long story short, that was all that was needed. And hearing his deep explanations immediately influenced him to remain and become a chassid of the Mittel Rebbe. Some years later, together with some of the Mittel Rebbe's other chassidim, Harav Rivlin moved to Eretz Yisrael. This is during the Nesiyas of the Tzemach Tzedek. I think. Yeah. After being there for a few years, however, he felt something missing. And he returned to Russia and traveled to Lubavitch. I said, I want to hear the Rebbe say Mamar. Now, obviously, if even these great Hasidim, this Hasid, Rabbi Rivlin, Rabbi Moshe Vilenker, and many other great Hasidim, if they were confused about who should be the next Rebbe, how do you think a Hasid who doesn't know so much? How confused do you think he would be? Extremely confused. You can only imagine the difficulty they had. What do we do? If they see that these great Hasidim are not certain, how are they supposed to know? And in those first weeks and months after the Alter Rebbe's Histalkus, there was just so much confusion going on about the future. And we'll continue what happened next time.